direct Soweto mwenda makosuko
0530
Parafini Makota pela Makota pela ya unga unga wa kastoma Vipiango wa kastoma vipiango
Zika chitika Musafi mperera kwa
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Luano Council approves construction of fueling station. In African news, Burkina Faso must forget about democracy, military leaders saying. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Luano Town Council has approved the construction of a fueling station in Old Mukushi, Kamimbia Ward, to boost the service delivery. Luano Public Relations Officer Veronica Samakai says the decision follows a presentation by Council Secretary Emmanuel Lukupwa, highlighting the need for a reliable fuel supply to support council operations and local economic activities. Ms. Samakai explains that frequent vehicle breakdowns due to contaminated fuel and high transport costs from sourcing fuel in Mukushi have affected the service delivery across the district. In response, the council approved the relocation of over 6.3 million kwacha under the Zambia Devolution Support Program towards constructing the fueling station. She says the project is expected to improve operational efficiency, enhance the service delivery, and promote local economic development.
Luano Town Council has approved the construction of a fueling station to boost the service delivery, which resolves to consider the construction of the first ever fueling station in Old Mukushi, here in Kamimbia Ward. The decision follows a presentation by the Council Secretary, who highlighted the need for a reliable and sustainable fuel supply to support the local authorities' operation, as well as the local economic activities. The council and the community have continued to experience challenges such as frequent vehicle breakdowns caused by contaminated fuel, as well as high transportation costs incurred when sourcing fuel from our neighboring district, which is Mukushi District. These challenges have affected the timely and efficient delivery of service across Luano District.
Some youths engaged in the motorbike transport business in Mufurila have responded to growing public concern over excessive speeding while ferrying passengers. The riders say the trend is partly driven by pressure from commuters, with some passengers requesting high speeds due to tight schedules. They have, however, urged commuters to prioritize safety by clearly communicating their preferred riding pace, stressing that operators are willing to adjust to ensure comfort and security. Meanwhile, the riders say the motorbike business remains a vital source of income for many youths, helping them sustain livelihoods and staying away from illicit activities. They have also appealed for greater support for the sector while cautioning against the late-night bookings due to rising security risks. The operators have since called on fellow riders to adhere to traffic regulations and uphold the road safety standards.
According to my customers, Oh, they are some combo boat that would have stuck more combo in the years. Okay, three. But I'm booking the safety in the very big cabam on the road that way. We end up on a name, but I'm late. I'm heading somewhere for the open in there. Whatever they do it. So, fast to your team. Which show can speed the motor is it? Which is a thing to your team.
It's a Muntunga for Kunin, Tanina Honda, Tanina Basi, Tanina Taxi. Thank you, Muino, for the four. So, for my plan, to avoid Dupuy, Bama, and Loki. Namadraj.
The construction of an ablution block at Mpima Prison Primary School in Kabwe is nearing completion. According to Kabwe Municipal Council Public Relations Manager Peter Sukwa, the project is being implemented at a cost of over 709,000 kwacha under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund allocation and is expected to significantly improve sanitation and hygiene at the school. Mr. Sukwa disclosed that the contractor, Landstar, commenced works in September 2025 and was scheduled to complete the project by the end of March this year, but has not met the deadline. He stated that outstanding works include plumbing, installation of electrical fittings, printing and general finishing. Mr. Sukwa says once completed, the facility will benefit about 700 pupils, improving water supply and boosting morale among learners and staff. He has since urged all contractors handling CDF projects to adhere to contractual timelines. The University of Zambia Students' Union, UNZASU, has been urged to remain independent and avoid becoming a tool for political interests. Former UNZASU President Antonio Mourinho Mwanza says the union was established to serve all students, regardless of their background or political affiliation. Mr. Mwanza warns that once the union becomes a partisan, it risks losing its credibility and legitimacy, as it may begin to represent only a section of the student body. He adds that political interference can shift focus away from key student concerns, such as accommodation, sanitation, academic conditions, and overall welfare. Mr. Mwanza has since emphasized that a stronger student union must be guided by the needs of students and not external political influence. He stressed that UNZASU's strength lies in its credibility as the true voice of students.
The moment the rest of Zambia Students Union becomes partisan, it loses its credibility and also stops representing students and loses its power to speak to political authority about the issues that the students are going through. The university must, university students here must remain independent in its mind, in its planning, and in its engagement. That's the only way that it can hold the government accountable. Actually, one of the key components of the University of Zambia Students Union is to hold the government accountable. That is one of its mandates. The union must be very strong and speak for the people. It must be the voice of the people and speak against ills and raise issues that are affecting not only students, but affecting the whole country.
Mr. Mwanza's remarks are come in the wake of calls from some University of Zambia UNZA students for their union leaders to step down, alleging that the UNZASU is prioritizing national politics over students' welfare. We break the set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
V You heard right. Umgankale, Bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G